Isaiah chapter 48, verse 18. If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea. In today's stress-filled world, we need guidance that is more than human. These words from the prophet Isaiah bear the mark of guidance that is more than human. This may well be the kind of peace that the hymn writer was alluding to when he penned the words of the song, "It is well with my soul." The opening words, "When peace like a river attendeth my way," suggest this. When we ourselves find this peace, then we can become peacemakers. It is one of the most important skills one can develop. If we are children of God, we must learn to be peacemakers. Peacemaking is not an appeasement where we always give in, nor is it necessarily avoiding conflict. It can often mean refusing to back down on many issues and standing your ground in the face of evil opposition. But if with God's guidance, more of us would work for peace, can you imagine the transformation it would bring to our island home, Jamaica? In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, the Apostle Paul presents to the young man Timothy, and in extension to us Jamaicans, an aspect of peaceful living that is often ignored as we rely too heavily on human guidance. He calls us to make prayers, requests, and intercessions, and offer thanks for everyone, especially for persons in authority, so that we may live peaceable lives. This does not mean that we want to trivialize the social ills that face us, but it certainly puts before us another solution. Pray for our rulers. Today, ask Jesus to help you to pay attention to God's commands, experience His guidance, and become a peacemaker. Please join us next week.